never was the bankruptcy of a circus so fortuitous to a city. Not only did they pick up what would become a major attraction, they got a zoo to boot, and it all came at a rock-bottom price. How the deal went down is today's edition of the American Countryside, and is brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1880s, the American Panoramic Company was commissioned to create a campaign poster for General John Logan. But Logan passed away just as the mammoth 42-foot tall and nearly 360-foot long painting of the Battle of Atlanta was completed. As Yakima Robinson explains, another company saw an opportunity to make money from the giant.
Traveling Circus took it off their hands on consignment. They had this great idea about touring the country and making bundles of money to later purchase it to make it their own. Unfortunately, in its essence, their first mistake was their worst mistake, and that was determining their travel route.
Remember, this was a painting of General Logan, a Union commander at his successful conquest of the city of Atlanta.
They decided they were going to tour the South first and then head back up north. As you can only imagine, no one in the South at that time wanted to see a painting about the defeat of the South.
The circus company went bankrupt while touring Atlanta. An auction of the assets was held here, and Ernest Woodruff of Coca-Cola fame stepped in to purchase the painting.
He purchased the painting from an auction that was hosted by the traveling circus not too far from here on Prior Street. He made the purchase at $1,134. As an incentive of the purchase, he received the number of the animals that were left over from the circus.
Those animals became a part of the city's first zoo, and the painting is today a major attraction, Atlanta's Cyclorama. The two set adjacent in Grant Park. But what exactly is the Cyclorama, and how did Clark Gable wind up being painted into a picture about the Civil War? It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.